Hello.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Episode 3, we made it.
Welcome back to the DNS podcast.
Guys, I just want to say thank you, everyone, for listening. Just being a part of our dream. It's a dream come true.
I want to say thank you to the people on Tumblr who've been sending me really creepy messages. Proud of you guys, It's kind of weird, but, be yourself. We'll get down to that later.
Definitely.
So
since last episode, we started off by talking about our favorite Disney Channel original movies. Today we're going to talk about our favorite television shows of all time. I think y'all know what mine is.
Obviously.
Okay, why don't you say it for me then?
The Wire. Because, okay. What's his name? Adriana Broaddin, or what is it? What's the dude that you're always talking about? You're always putting his name on.
Avon Barksdale.
Avon Barksdale. That's him.
Future baby daddy.
That's debatable. I still don't know what his face looks like, to be honest, because you point him out every single movie
Every single one.
But I just don't know which one you're talking about. Is it the guy that was in Magic Mike XXL?
Absolutely not.
So he was fine as fuck.
Right about now.
Cool. So then, why do you love it so much? Just please tell me.
Okay, first of all.
You tell me every day.
I didn't just say it. Everyone knows that it's the best television show of all time.
Yeah. So my mom tried to be a part of the podcast, guys, and I had to shut her down quick, She thinks she's bad, but it's all
good. Your mom's cool, but.
But anyways, so you're talking about The Wire at Akaram Bakrail.
I can just sit and talk about The Wire for hours and hours and hours. It's literally, there's just so many theories. There's so many, storylines that were kind of, left that you can just, kind of talk about and just kind of, No, and I love
love
meeting people who just watched it, because then we could just talk about it all day.
Is that a shade? Because I haven't watched it.
Okay. I mean, you're waste for that. But...
Okay, listen. No, truly, I do want to watch it. I'm gonna admit, I do really want to watch it because
my sister to watch it.
My baby daddy's in it, so if anybody's wondering, it's Idris Elba. Don't do that. But it's just. It's just so much effort to be putting my whole heart and soul into another show. I just can't.
I would literally, I couldn't wait to go home and, watch an episode. I would limit myself to, 2 episodes a day because I didn't want to get too ahead of myself. I just wanted to marinate, But, it's really just a phenomenal show.
What's your favorite season?
I have 3 favorite seasons, 1, 3, and 4. So
is it because shit pops off in those seasons the most?
Yeah, season 1 because it's the first season, you meet everyone, it's a lot of great scenes with Avon.
Avon Barksdale?
Shut the fuck up. Okay. And then season 4 is really good because season 4 is good because that's when you meet the kids and stuff and Marlo. That waste man Marlo comes in.
Oh my god, that name is not a good name in my soul. Yeah, and so, you know why. So, do you know why? Oh fuck, that's a story for off the air.
Say it.
It's a story for off the air.
Okay, for sure. I'll
definitely when we.
Yeah, that's when we meet that waste man Marlo, and I think, right?
Or
is it season 3? Anyway, season 3 is good because more of Avon. But Avon wasn't really in season 4 at all. Which kind of made me sad.
Aw. I remember Rockerell.
So you notice how I like the seasons where it's the most black people in it? That's not on accident. But moving on.
Anyways. So everybody I think knows my favorite show.
Dexter. I don't know why, but.
Have you watched Dexter? Cute.
Never in my life. And nor do I plan to.
Then you don't know. Literally, I was actually so uninterested in watching it. But a friend of mine, actually a couple friends of mine, watched it, and they were all like, hey, it's a good show. So I watched it one summer, last summer, I wasn't, chained down by Canada's Wonderland.
Yeah,
so I was like, hey, got so time
for summer,
on my hands.
You're free. Yeah,
instead of going out all the time like a waste man, let me just sit in my room and watch this. So I watched Dexter in that one summer, and let me tell you, I cannot tell you that any show that's better than that.
When you watch The Wire, you'll think otherwise. But
maybe.
I'll just wait for that.
Maybe. But you know what? It's crazy because you really can relate with him. And he's a fucking killer. That's the craziest part about it. And it's
didn't you say he was some vigilante?
Okay, so for anybody who doesn't know, Dexter is a man who has the need to kill. Like, he loves blood. He's just obsessed with everything death and murdering.
Yeah.
And he's an adopted kid. He was adopted by a policeman who found him in, I don't know if this is, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, maybe, but it's not really because it's kind of all set in the first season. But they find him in, you know those big shipment containers or whatever they're called? Shipping containers that are usually on trucks?
Yeah, yeah.
They find him in that, full of blood. His mother's dead body cut up in pieces. The guys that killed mom cut up in pieces. Just like a bunch of things cut up. Like him and his little brother were found in there.
That is horrible. Full of
blood. And yeah, so, you know, from then he was obsessed with blood when he was like three. So he's adopted.
He was three at that age?
Yeah. And okay. He was adopted by the police officer that found him. And the police officer figured out soon enough that he liked to kill shit because he was killing squirrels and cats and dogs. He killed their family dog.
Oh, fun.
This is like a lot of spoilers, but you're not going to watch it, so I already said spoiler alert. No, but
what about the listeners? All three of them.
I said spoiler alert. But basically the gist is, like, his dad taught him how to kill without it being as bad as it actually is, which no matter what, it's bad, but he kills people that kill.
So his dad is an assistant.
No, like, his dad tried to stop him. He took him.
The murders.
No. His dad's dead for most of the... His dad is
an accessory.
No, his dad's dead for most of the season. Like, from season one to, like...
Okay, thanks for...
He just sees him. You're not going to watch it.
But the listeners, all three of them... I said
spoiler alert.
Oh, God. Just stop right there.
Okay, guys. I'm going to say some more spoiler alert. Let me just give you the gist. Like, I'm trying to say it.
You're not giving me the gist. You're giving me, like, the entire summary of the show. I'm just trying
to
tell you
what he does. He kills people that kill people. So he goes out of his way to find out that for sure, like, hard evidence that he's killed them. Then he captures them, prints out pictures of their victims, and says, bye-bye, nigga, and he cuts them up.
That's so much fun.
And then he dumps them in the ocean.
Fun.
So I'm not going to say any more because, you know, that would be killing it even more. But all I'm saying is that the show is so good. Like, it's like, it's so complex and it's so fucked up. No, for real. Like, it's so fucked up. No,
I believe you.
I just want to say one more thing. Spoiler alert, guys.
Oh, Lord, please stop her.
If you haven't watched Dexter, stop right now. His fucking sister is in love with him. Just got to say that.
Adopted sister.
Okay,
so it's not really... But
they were raised together as if they were brother and sister. Like, legit, she was like one when he was like... adopted, so she's always saw him as, yeah, it's disgusting, but it's just crazy. Like, yo, that show has made me another person, and it's crazy how you want a killer to succeed in life. You never want him to get caught. You never want him to, like,
he's like an anti-hero. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of, like, every single show is about an anti-hero.
Everybody around him dies too. It's crazy. Like, anybody he loves except that one girl,
his sister. Okay, so why are you saying everyone dies? Like, you're really ruining it.
No, but, like, that's just, it's kind of obvious.
Thank you. Moving on.
Anyways, please. All I'm saying, guys, is that it doesn't really matter. I never really ruined everything for you. There's still so many fucking twists and turns in this show, and I need you guys to all watch it, okay? Everybody go, like, you know, talk to Michael C. Hall and be like, hey, congratulations. You're a great person. I'm happy you... Yeah. It's done.
Okay, cool.
Happy you beat cancer, etc. Bye.
Sure. So we were also going to talk about our favorite black sitcoms, but we couldn't decide on our favorite one because there's so many and we love them all.
To be honest, I don't really have that much experience with them. Okay. Like, except the ones I grew up with, like The Cosby Show, Family Matters.
Yeah. Like, The Cosby Show is definitely my favorite. And it kind of still is, even though, like...
It definitely still is, even though it contains a coon, a rapist.
He's the worst. Before I knew he was a rapist, I hated him because he was a respectability politician. He was, like, the biggest Uncle Tom, like, toe-tapping, like,
Ben. And then, you know, the white man discovered he was giving quaaludes to their girls, and then
I love how white people are going in on him. White people love going in on black people for sport. I'm sorry, all these white entertainers who want to cry. Oh,
but he deserves every bit of it, so
he does.
I'm fine with that.
But like, they love to go in on black figures, you know what I mean? Like, they love crying about Cecil the Lion, and they love crying about Bill Cosby, and then a black person Jimmy dies, and Kimmel it's just like, okay.
Fucking cried. Why are you crying? Because of, is it Cecile or Cecil? Cecil the Lion.
Listen, that was messed up.
For which reason in this world would you like to do that?
But white people been doing that, you know what I mean? It's just because, like, this lion, I guess he was, like, some sort of, he was part of, like, some
the African lion safari or something? Like, whatever, why is he so safari. Special? There's so many lions that have been killed by these white people for so long, and the pictures are all over the internet, but yet you guys want to decide that this why you one cry lion about that, but y'all is the most crying important. About,
you know, Mike Brown or Eric Garner or Tamir Rice. Like, y'all weren't crying about that.
Because they don't give a y'all fuck.
All the way quiet. So,
I mean, like, I'm hey,
really interested. You that know really what? Pissed me off. Like, why are you crying, sir? Why are you crying? I'm really trying to find out. Like, why are you crying? Listen, that was messed up. Like, I hate, you know how I hate he cries? Shit. I hated it when there's like some dumb white girl who's killing lions too up in the African forest. But that is just another day, another example of white people going to Africa and trying to rape the motherland some more. I mean, that's regular.
You know what?
That's
listen, white people all the time. Let's just not get too woke right now, because honestly, this is supposed to be more of a lighthearted episode, because last one, it was kind of hard to listen to the whole Sandra Bland thing.
Yeah.
But all I want to say is just, Jimmy Kimmel, don't cry on TV, because you're so you you're such a fucking ugly crier.
I
why
swear
do
to God,
sound like you're going to
so,
fucking vomit?
Yo, they're so predictable. He sounds like he's gagging. Animals.
He seriously said, the first time he cried when David Letterman retired, right? And you know what? I understand that, because I love late night comedy. You don't get it. Like, late night shows, yes. Like, whew, my thing. Love it. And you know what? Craig Ferguson forever. But all I want to say is, he cried when David Letterman retired. And
I saw that.
I've never laughed so hard in my life. Never. Never. This so guy dumb. Went. So David Letterman. He's actually the greatest character. I was crying. I was like, wait. I had to rewind that YouTube clip about like 70 times, because this guy is the dumbest white bitch in the world.
He's so dumb.
Like, I usually love Jimmy Kimmel because he's funny, but
I don't care that much. But
he's pretty funny. Like him, Conan, and then nobody else. But like, yeah. So I don't know. It's just
Conan's funny. Like, I'll ride for Conan.
Yeah, Conan talked about Black Lives Matter, though, at one point.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I ride for Conan.
You know, his pasty ass is on our side. Like him.
Shouts out to Conan.
You know.
Yeah. Fuck Jay Leno. Okay, so let's start the shit that happened this week.
Just like to say free Offset one more time. Free Offset.
Famous people. Well, this week, white people, famous people were being moist. I mean, as usual.
Oh, listen, everybody is talking about this, and wait, you're talking about what I'm talking about?
Yeah, okay,
so everybody's talking about this, and honestly, I was actually begging on Twitter for people to talk about something
I know you were, but listen,
I was begging.
I'm having full conversation debates, you know, writing think pieces about this.
Okay, guys,
I don't even care about Nan, one of these niggas.
Let me tell you one thing. So we have this group chat with Sita and a friend of ours named Muna. Shout out to Muna. Calgary
Shout
loves
out to
you.
Muna,
we love you. We miss you.
She's a writer. She, is a great supporter of the podcast.
Great
you know?
Supporter of Drake and anything OVO. Okay. I don't That's understand true. It, but it's all good. Actually, I do understand it. Drake has those bangers, but whatever. So I'm at work, right? I'm at work selling this shit, doing my thing. I go back to my phone. It says 108 messages. You're so at this point, you know when you get these messages, you're just like, okay, That's someone definitely much. Died, right? Someone definitely died, and someone's begging for me
you're
to come
so
home.
Dumb.
No, like, for real. Like, every time I get, like, this much text messages, I'm just like, okay, so someone's passed away, and I need to know who it is. I open it. These bitches are having a full-on debate about Meek Mill and Drake.
I was going in. Like, I was, like, writing full-on articles in this, like, freaking group chat, but I don't even care about these niggas, but that's how you know that when stuff like this happens in the culture, like the hip hop culture, entertainment culture, whatever you want to call it, it's important.
I was even talking
because
to
everyone has an opinion about it, you know.
I don't.
And it keeps, you know, the conversation is interesting. It's fun, you know. You had who tweeted someone saying how they had these grown men acting like Beyonce stans.
Oh, I mean, my God, his name is true. Keith Dube. Yeah. I don't know. He's this really funny dude. I think he's like some fitness trainer or something like that. I follow him on Twitter. He's hilarious, guys. You guys
it's
should follow
fun.
Him.
It's a fun part of, like, you know, the culture. And I have to put my two cents in because I thought it was interesting. I don't care about Meek Mill. I don't care about Drake. I especially don't care about Drake. Meek Mill, who's that? I don't even know, like, what is that? Okay, anyway, but Drake, the only time I care about Drake is when it has to do with Toronto. Because The only thing I care
is that he puts Toronto on the map.
Yeah, he puts Toronto on.
Yeah.
So, because I have Toronto pride, that's the only time I can tolerate Drake.
You know but what?
Any other time, I hate his guts. Like, he's literally just trash to me.
I can't say that at all. I like Drake because I like his music. But the thing is with me is that I can separate the person and the music very easily. So Drake as a person, I could care less. You know, maybe he got a little bit more fine in these past couple months, but it's okay. You know,
I've noticed
he just grew in his beard a bit and he looks a little bit more like Five Gum. I'm fine with that. But like, it's just, I don't care about him at all. Like this whole thing, like I watched an interview, like I never watch interviews, but I watched this little clip on Twitter of him replying about the whole Meek Mill thing. And I realized how much I don't like him.
Who Twittered anything? Drake didn't tweet nothing.
No. It was some kind of radio interview. And they're just like, I think it was Andrew Martinez. I don't know. But basically, like, he said, they were saying something like, oh, you're a nice dude. You know? And he's like, yeah, I'm a nice dude. That was a long time ago. Oh, is it?
Long time ago. Because that was still when Angie was still on Hot 97. She's not there anymore.
Oh, reel me the fuck back then. My bad. But all I'm saying is that I really don't like his personality. Like,
yeah, he was saying, oh, you got... Like, he was just throwing his little light shit. Like, you know,
yo, if anybody else came for him, like, say...
No one comes for Drake, though. That's
say
the thing.
Say Jay-Z came for him, or, like, Kendra came for him. When Kendrick came from In Control.
Kendrick didn't come for him. Kendrick didn't come for anyone.
He came for everyone. He came for everyone.
He didn't come for them. He was just making a point or something. I don't know.
Okay. He said, I'm going to murder you niggas. And he did. Nobody responded back.
Papoose did.
Okay. Okay. First of all, Papoose needs to... Papoose needs to chill and go back to Remy Ma.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. But let's just talk about what happened though yesterday. Right. Okay, so whatever. Drake released that first whatever diss track called Charged Up. It was really soft. He was like really half-assed attempt, but I guess that was on purpose maybe. Then when everyone was calling it soft, most people are just like, "Oh, you know, it's kind of smart. It's kind of, you know, kind of like, you know, like meticulous, like, you know, it was really like targeted. He was very, you know, calculating with that diss track." Okay. Wait a couple of days, he's calling him soft. Meek thinks he's winning or some shit. Meek doesn't drop anything. Drake drops another one called Back to Back. Mind you, I didn't listen to none of these things because I don't care. But I was just listening to the conversations people were having about it. Apparently, he was had those crazy punchlines and he was going in. He was coming for his neck, like, you know. But, yeah, and everyone was saying it was a tough tune. It was like, you know, up there with Either or something, which I think is false, whatever you want to call it. And then people were waiting on Meek's diss track. Apparently, he's going to send it to Flex. Flex was... Flex... It was like two nights ago.
Is it Funkmaster Flex?
Yeah, Funkmaster Flex. Okay. Flex said he had the track. He was waiting on the email. Everyone was listening live at like 7 p.m. It was like 10 p.m. He didn't have nothing. Everyone was just like, yo, Flex is washed. Flex is this... You know, I guess it was like the first time people like sat around their radios listening to Flex since like 2004. But other than that, he didn't get the track. People were going in on Flex Hot 97. You know the radio wars, whatever. And then finally, Meek released his long-awaited diss track last night, and it was hot garbage to say the least. What are your thoughts?
You know what? I didn't listen to any single one of them. And I'm gonna let you know right now, I'm still gonna be on Meek's side. Because
I'm not gonna be on no one's side.
The only reason I'm on Meek's side is because at least he had the balls to stand up for what he thought.
You know
was
why
right.
I'm not on Meek's side? Because he started it, didn't know how to finish it. He came out of nowhere.
Did you really expect Meek to come through and destroy Drake?
No. You don't call someone out and you're not ready to fight.
No.
He's feeling nice.
No. Sweetie. Drake was going to destroy him regardless, and I knew this from the get.
How?
But you know what?
Meek's going to destroy who and where?
Drake was going to destroy Meek from the get, and we both knew this. We all knew this.
Exactly.
Okay? But all I'm saying is that I'm only behind Meek is because he's... spoke for what he thought was right. Maybe it was for a dumb petty ass reason.
It felt
but the
like,
whole thing is fucking petty and stupid.
It felt like Meek was the underdog because he didn't have that sort of like worldwide national type of
exactly.
Like,
no one dares to come for
success or whatever,
no one of his small stature would come for someone as big as Drake. Not one person.
He wanted to, you know, you don't come for someone as big as Drake if you don't, if you're not really bringing the heat.
We both know.
He was saying a bunch of, first of all, he wasn't speaking English. Everyone was just like, what is this guy saying? No one understands what he's saying.
And baby, then, we can go ahead, Reese's. Stop. For a while, high Reese's.
And then he was taking a bunch of personal shots, like inside kind of shots that no one would understand if you weren't, like, I guess, in their circles or whatever. Everyone was just like clueless, like, what are you talking about? He got peed on by T.I.'s friend. And then people, yeah, you didn't hear
is that,
that
where it's from? No, I told you, I never listened to one of them.
I was looking
on
the Shade Room, and apparently people were just like, I got confirmation. Yo. That T.I.'s friend peed on him in like 2009. Like, who the fuck cares about like something that happened in 2009? Like, why aren't you just talking about relevant stuff if you're gonna diss the man? I just didn't understand that.
Maybe he just wanted to hurt him personally, you know. You
don't God, no, none of us know that Drake got peed on, so you're the
yeah, but he is being exposed now.
Drake
but
didn't
let
feel
me just,
it.
Let me just
obviously.
Point out the two things that are good about this whole feud, the only things that I care about. One is this tweet of someone making fun of how T.I. would respond. What voracious reasoning would one have to implicate any of my constituents in such a seditious? I don't know.
Oh,
seditious acts.
Seditious?
I don't know. I'm illiterate, so.
Oh, my Lord. What? I hate
T.I. And then there's a picture of him. And I just want to let everybody know. Go into
like
my
that.
Favorites and you can see.
T.I. does talk like that. T.I. talks like a damn fool.
Yeah, he talks like a fucking idiot. Also, the guy that was saying Drake is too wavy, he had grown men behaving like Beyonce fans. His name is Mr. Exposed on Twitter. He's fucking hilarious. You guys need to follow him. But, like, no, for real though, guys, the real only thing that was good that came out of this was Norm Kelly.
Okay.
So, no.
Nah.
You got your point.
Okay, sure.
Listen. So, at first, I thought that this nigga needed to go and fix, some potholes. Basically, I think that he's the best person in this world. And that's only because he's coming after Meek Mill better than Meek Mill is coming after Drake. Guys, this guy had a hashtag saying, we didn't want to know. Moment of silence.
I'm just annoyed that...
he's so great. And the thing is that he's a white old ass nigga. Like,
he's a white old ass nigga who's trying to come up off of this.
Definitely.
Who even asked him?
But you know what? Once this shit disappears,
I live in the GTA.
He will.
I don't even know who Norm Kelly is.
I knew him because I saw him on CP24. You know those mornings when you have those politicians come through and they're trying to.
Was he the guy who was. Okay, never mind.
What?
Was he the guy who was something like Rob Ford? When Rob Ford like stepped down or something. No,
he's not the what is it, the deputy?
Yeah, he was the deputy, was he not?
I don't think so.
He was the deputy mayor.
I don't know. Probably.
I swear it's Norm Kelly. But regardless, this old ass white nigga who's literally just putting his 2 cents in, no one even asked you, and everyone's just thinking he's so lit, like he is so like out here. No, like I'm
listen,
not for it.
I just wanna talk about three of his tweets. So the first tweet said, need to charge up. Taking a break from Twitter, be back in 2 weeks. Guys, he said, need to charge up. Wow.
I hate this
second
so much.
Second is a picture of
that
him.
Everyone's loving this.
Second is a picture of him back to back. Okay, guys? He is the most hilarious old dude ever.
Yo, you obviously know some
third.
Little...
Third.
You know, like, some 22-year-old
this...
intern is tweeting all this for him.
Probably.
Some little black,
probably. But it's just imagining him coming from
Twitter
his mouth is funny.
Intern, like...
He probably got fucking... Really on Smash fucking tweeting this shit for him.
He probably does.
But,
you guys are dumb to think this is actually his old ass...
Let me get my last point. This is the reason people hire ghostwriters. Hashtag, we didn't want to know. So this deserves a follow, and I'm going to follow him.
What?
Just until this whole beef is over.
You're
I'm
so
going to unfollow
extra.
Him after.
You're
but
so,
He's
getting worldwide recognition
at Norm,
for this.
Guys. At Norm.
This guy's on, like, E! News and TMZ, and this, he's like a celebrity now. And he's literally
no, he's not.
Coming off of
this. Once this shit disappears, no one's going to give a fuck about Norm
yeah,
Kelly.
No one gives,
not one person.
Who
I'm telling
he?
You, in 2 weeks, no one's going to care about this if there's no more diss tracks. Guarantee you that. Unless Nicki breaks up with Meek. Or if there's another diss track.
People are saying that as soon as this tour is over, she's breaking up with him.
Do you think so?
And Nicki is so careful about her image. I'm really puzzled as to why she would let him literally commit career suicide.
He didn't commit career suicide. The nigga was never going to be on the come up. All right, guys.
He is committing career suicide because that was just so garbage what he put out. And everyone's talking about it. Like, he's getting roasted left, right, and center.
You know what? I don't care.
He's washed. It's done.
Okay. He's done. I don't give a flying fuck.
You let Drake, the softest nigga out here, just murk you. Like,
at the end of the day, I'm going to just tell you. At the end of the day, no one's going to listen to Jameek's next album like the previous one. Drake's going to come up with about 7 more bangers in the next 2 months. And everybody's going to go about their day in
apparently
Toronto,
he was feeling himself.
Blasting
he had
you in the six. Really doesn't matter.
I mean, yeah.
That's really all it is. For so sure. We should all just reel the fuck back and forget about this whole thing. That's what I beg. Please go back to tweeting about your dumb managers or about your stupid dogs. Because I would really love to laugh at your life again. Not to fucking laugh at your opinions.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's all I got
to
say.
I would never try to, come to Drake's, aid or something. Like, I don't care about Drake. I don't care about Meek Mill. It's whatever.
At the end of the day, I'm pretty sure they both made out with.
I think this literally just dominated all the entertainment that happened this week because nothing else really happened besides this. And Cecil the Lion, of course.
Who gives a flying fuck?
I mean, I am sad about that because why are you killing
shit
the
happens
lion?
Every day though. There's so many people.
No,
there's so much
die
poachers.
Every day, yes.
There's so much poachers all the fucking time.
I know. It's awful. It's horrible.
Anyways, but yeah, guys, that's really all we gotta say about the hot topics. So we're gonna take a break, just gather our thoughts, because when we come back, we're gonna talk about
something that's really
some
important.
Some realness,
something we know wholeheartedly,
and we're gonna need you Somali girls who are listening talk about it. To really just take in what we're saying. Okay,
let it marinate.
Okay.
Let me teach you some things they don't teach you in a classroom. Fine girl, I know you loyal. My heart is buried in your soil. Would your eyeball kill me if I come to me?
So
that atrocity that you just heard.
So why do you think that you're special? Because Casper the Friendly Ghost said, let me take you to the bathroom, and said, I know your Abba said you're loyal.
I'm trying to find out.
Your said you're only allowed to go to KBW to go pray. Never said you're allowed to go to the bathroom.
I'm actually trying to find out why this malnourished see-through creature is talking about, I'm going to take you to the bathroom, and you're just so unbelievably gassed about it. That's a compliment? You feel nice about that? Okay, sweetie. So, the next thing we're about to talk about is Somali girls being gassed.
Let me just tell you, we are very beautiful, just like every other African woman ever. But I will just let you know that you are not special because Casper the Friendly Ghost said, Somali girl, let me ask you. We take it to the bathroom.
Bathroom.
Where the fuck that? I'm not going to hate on them because, I'm
so sorry. No, but deadass, why are you so gassed? Like, Somali girls, why are you so gassed?
What did he say? Would your abo hate
mad
me?
If I come meet your hoyo? What are you talking about, sweetheart? Like, I'm sorry that Ahmed and them taught you a couple Somali words, and then you thought it would be a good idea to put it in your song and, shout out Somali girls in a completely, over-sexualized, just disrespectful way.
Abdul Razak and Jamah told you Abo, Hoya, Hilib, Ari, Baris, but you're not Somali. So I'm going to need you to reel it the fuck back.
Just shut your mouth. Just shut your goddamn mouth because no one asked you.
This is not... You might be getting some Somali pussy right now, but I'm going to just let you know that is some insecure pussy. And let me just tell you why. Because these girls think that they're being validated.
Yeah.
They just love themselves because you are giving them love, but you're nothing. That's so mean to say, but
they measure their worth from shout outs from ajnabi people, which is non-Somali people. Like, they love it. When Drake said young East African girl, whatever.
Oh my god. All of Toronto broke.
That was everyone's, Twitter bio and
everybody's Twitter. Young East African girls and oh my
every East African
all
girl.
The Halimas,
and
all
then
the
you
Fatimas.
Have like, the Ethiopian girls and the Eritrean girls and Somali girls like arguing about who he's talking about. He could be talking about none of y'all.
You had
shut,
all the Somali girls saying, "Oh, he had a Somali girlfriend. Oh, he likes Somali girls." Blah blah blah.
Just it's not that serious. I'm sorry, Drake is not like the pinnacle, like he's not everything. Why are you so gassed?
And the thing is that if you're gonna be gassed, it would make sense for you to be gassed because of Drake, not because of Baba.
Exactly.
While you're being a pagan.
He looks 12. He's so white.
He looks like
he's literally see-through. Like, why are you so gassed?
I can see the spider veins on his cheek.
He
I just don't
like,
get it.
He looked like Mr. Burns, but like,
why are we dissing him though? He really didn't do anything wrong. He's just trying to get some pussy out here.
He was so white, he was like ashy. It was just so disgusting to look at. But regardless, he's talking about Somali girl. So like, oh, shut up.
I just want to let you guys know that, like, you can love yourself because you love yourself. You
exactly.
don't need to have Drake
but honestly,
or Baba while you being a pig. What is his name? Gecko? Geico.
And it's you not know, even just Somali girls. Like, from your Hoya and your Habariya to friggin' Halima down the street, Somali girls, that's just in their blood. Like, they're gonna be gassed.
Yeah.
They're super gassed.
For
and
real.
That's a tip to every person who's trying to get put on, because that video has like 2 million views.
For which
and that's
reason?
2 million
I don't
Somali
know.
Somali girls who are gassed as hell.
Yeah.
So if
2 million
you're
Somali girls
to
that
on,
get together at shisha spots, playing it with
exactly.
their hijabs twisted on
if
real tight,
trying to
and
get some
gonos.
Somali girl love, if you are trying to get on, at least in the Somali community, just shout out Somali girls and you're good to go.
You're good to go. But I'm gonna let you know right now that those girls probably don't value themselves. So then what is the
not
point
like
of having
it.
A friendship with a person who does not care about themselves without these shout outs? You guys can love yourself because you love yourself. You can be super...
Bro, they play this song at weddings. I don't know why.
Oh my God. Someone played Top 5 song at a wedding.
Oh,
so
Lord.
Guys, Top 5 is this Somali kid who likes to take his shirt off and who likes to dial Drake in his music videos.
He likes to expose his roles.
Listen, I don't knock anybody's hustle. And if he wants to be a rapper, go ahead, be a rapper. But I'm just saying, like, don't be a waste man and put us, like, you know, down. Okay? If you're going to represent Somali people, be the best
I don't even
kind
know
of rapper
who that
you
is.
Can be. Don't be like, I'm top 5, shirt off. Okay. All you niggas on me are the Hall of Fame. I'm not even going to lie. That song kind of bangs. I'm not even going to lie.
I heard it. And I was just like, okay.
I don't know why I'm hating
sure,
right now.
Sure.
I kind of like it. The one person I don't like is that other dude, but I'm not going to.
I mean, well, let's not go there. I'm okay with that, for sure.
But, yeah, like, all I'm saying is that if you're going to put us on, like, you know, put us on for real. Don't be doing this shit, you know, like, acting like you're a fake gangster, giving all your hype because of Drake. Like, no, you can mm-hmm. do it for yourself, okay? Like, you don't need to do this.
Somali girls love Drake.
Hall of Fame is a nice song. You can just, you don't need to dial Drake
Damon
in your music
and
video.
Damon only.
Okay. I don't care. I will play that song. I will. Because it actually does... But yeah, here's another person that Sada would like to talk about, but
who's
I would
that?
Like to say the fuck out of. The remix of the Baba You Want Being Pagan shit? Okay.
I don't actually want to discuss it, but if I have to, there's a gent... Well, I'm not going to call him a gentleman. There's just some dude, guy, whatever, named Robin Banks. Not entirely sure. Why?
Not the Viner guys, but he's a piece of shit.
Oh, there's
shit
a Viner
too,
named so. That? Okay, anyway, so he's like, whatever, Somali and Jamaican, I assume... And he hopped on the remix
yep.
of Baba.
Baba, why you being a pagan?
And one of the lines just had me... It just had me done. I was just over the whole thing. He said, up to your... Was it up to? Yeah, up to...
Up to, which means kind of uncle.
Why are you being a pagan? Is it because I'm mixed with Jamaican? And I don't know. I just...
My lung
not.
Just collapsed.
I don't know. It's just... I don't know. Let's just... Okay. Let's just move on, because I don't even...
All I'm saying is, girls, don't be gassed because these niggas are shouting you out in songs. I mean, they're literally just looking at your ass. That's all I'm saying. You have so much more to you. A lot of you have great personalities.
Lot. Of course. I mean, I love Somali girls. Like, we're... I'll
a lot of
it.
You
Somali
are hilarious people.
Are great. They're amazing.
Like, I have yet to meet...
I just don't want them to measure their
work. I have yet to meet a Somali girl who is not good looking.
No, Somali girls are beautiful.
Very.
Somali girls are.
It's all Eritreans and Ethiopians. Listen, all of you East African girls, all of you African girls. I'm not selective.
I firmly believe this in my heart, to my core, that no black person is ugly. Okay? Little B said it. Okay?
We just all need to
and
take some.
And I believe it with every fiber of my being. Mm-hmm. No black person is ugly. All black people are beautiful, gorgeous beings.
What's that song by Lil B? All black people are beautiful. What is it? What was he singing? You played it for me the other day. And you know what, guys? It really spoke to me. And it's
I think
like,
it's called No Black Person is Ugly.
It is the most hilarious thing, but you know what? You guys should listen to it.
It's a song about, you know, unadulterated self-love. And every black person should believe that. And that is kind of a segue into our next topic that I wanted to discuss.
One more thing. Shout out to Lil B Bass God. I love you. And
sure.
Having the babies.
Okay. what we're going to talk about next was self-hating black people.
Oh, there's so many of those.
A whole lot.
A lot of them.
I have a story.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a person that one of us knows. I'm not going to say who. One of us knows. No. Okay.
Wait. Let me guess. You don't have to say the name. Did we go to school with them?
Yes, we did.
No.
I'm not going to give too much away, but one of us knows this person, and it's a male who is of African descent.
Don't do this.
And East Africa, specifically.
Stop getting more specific.
And he has, I'll just say, an affinity for white meat. Meaning
we know a lot of black guys that like white girls. And that's fine. You know what? Listen. Let me just say one thing before you start.
For sure.
It is perfectly fine for you to like white women. That is 100% fine. You can love them. I don't give a fuck. Be happy for yourself. But if you're loving white women, just because you like to hate on black women, you can go suck a cock and eat the hairiest balls possible. Gag on them, lick the ass, eat that shit. Done. Stop. Continue your story. Thank you.
I hate you. Okay. He has an affinity for white meat.
Y'all should get molten lava down your throat.
He just doesn't like himself, clearly, because of this. And he not only disrespects other black women, at the same time glorifying underage white girls.
No, you don't have to do that. You need to stop.
In the last podcast, when I mentioned let's not talk about Tyga, this is who I was talking
about. Not underage, guys. Not underage.
Okay, not underage, but significant age gap. Significant. I'm talking I'm not going to go there. But regardless, someone like him. So one of us, the person who knows this, was trying to establish some realness within him, trying to get him to, respect black women more, I guess, change his views and opinions. But I guess you can't really change a person who in their core is certified USDA approved fuckboy. Okay? And that's exactly what this guy is. He's a fuck nigga. Fuck boy, fuck nigga, all of that. He'll never be a real ass nigga. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen because...
So let's explain why you can't be a real ass nigga. Okay. So if you are a black person and you come from your black mother and your black father, or you're white or black, if you're mixed, I don't know. And you don't... If you can't have respect for black women...
And this
when you were
dude
raised
doesn't.
By a woman... who is black and has gone through the struggles of a black person, then you clearly hate yourself. That's one.
You hate yourself.
And like, for you to like hate on black women for no
apparent reason,
no
good other than
reason,
the simple flack because they're black, you're an utter trash.
For not having
garbage,
certain
like
white. What is the word I'm looking for? White, like for not having white hair or for having light skin, European
beauty ideals.
I guess when your girl is out in the gym doing them squats and probably punching her mouth so her lips get a bit swollen before she goes out, it just baffles me because you love this woman who wants to be
on Amazon.
Who wants to be a black woman? Who's buying padded underwear
from Amazon?
Who is wearing a waist trainer from Prima Donna on Instagram? Who's wearing Instagram dresses inspired by fucking K. Michelle, that piece of shit bitch? But like, who is trying to be a black girl, tanning herself,
braiding her hair, trying to fetch some baby hairs that don't exist?
Who's trying to be exactly what you say that you do not like? It does not make sense to me. It doesn't.
Black men, or just boys, because you're not a real man if you love, you know, traditionally black features on a white body because you just hate blackness that much. You're a piece of shit.
It's plain and simple. Utter really. Piece of
shit. Hashtag white girls be winning. No, white girls are not winning because white girls want to be black really badly.
Exactly.
And I would appreciate, and I do appreciate the white girls who stay in their lane. You're white. You know you're white. And have fun in your whiteness.
And appreciate it. And you know what?
I celebrate that. Good for you. Perfect. And I just want everyone to be themselves. I want black people to be themselves. I want black people to recognize the richness of blackness, okay? The beauty in blackness. To embrace that.
Exactly.
And white people, yeah, you've already been embracing your whiteness.
Been.
So I'm just going to leave that there. But
you know what I want to say though is I just want to point out the fact that like I forgot my point. No, what the fuck?
I just
fuck?
Need to say like I it really pains me to see black women just being disrespected
I remember.
Left, right, and center.
Let me just say it before I forget. I have a memory of a goldfish. I want to say that you can't help who you fall in love with. You really don't. I think we all understand that perfectly well. We've all experienced it.
Interracial relationships are fine with me.
If you fall in love with a white woman and you truly are in love with this woman for who she is, then that is good. And I am proud of you for finding the rich. Turn your fucking phone off. Don't you ever.
Oh my God.
Who the fuck was that?
That was my sister.
Tell her to eat my fucking ass. No, I'm joking. Oh. I'm joking. Which one was that? Which one
was that?
Oh my God, it's my moon. She should have came. But anyways, what I'm saying is that, like, if you fall in love with someone and you've had the experience of, like, you know, going through something as great as that, then I applaud you. I congratulate you. Good for you. But if you are intentionally going out of your way to find someone of a certain color, then you are a fucking self-hating motherfucker.
Hashtag white girls be winning.
Hashtag white girls need to... Like, stay in their lane. Black girls need to stay in their lane. And everybody needs to not wear colored contacts. That is all I got to say.
Ooh, color contacts. So, we already went in on color contacts.
No, it's just because I just remembered because I went on Snapchat today. And, you know, like a dumbass, I follow Kylie Jenner just because I want to see her life sometimes.
For reasons I'm not entirely sure.
And she was wearing color contacts. And you know what? Last episode, I said it looked ugly on black people. It looked ugly on everyone. Everyone.
Yeah. Okay, I believe that.
You look like fucking mystical. Or Mystique, whatever her fucking name is, from X-Men.
Mystical.
Well, I said mystical. Is that the dude that says back? What is that? The dude that, what is
Danger.
The song?
Danger.
Yeah. Shake ass. Not mystical, guys. Mystique from X-Men. You guys all look fucking dumb, and you look like you have some rare disorder, and I need you to fucking be yourself and stick to your brown motherfucking eyes.
Brown eyes are gorgeous. I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Like, there's something wrong with y'all, and I don't want to entirely blame it on y'all, but please
no,
just
it's all
love
on
your
y'all.
Blackness.
It's definitely all on y'all, and it's all on Kylie Jenner.
Can we not talk about them people?
I just want to hate her one more time, because you know what?
I hate them.
This girl is literally continuing to do what everybody drags her every day for. And I just don't seem to understand what you do not motherfucking understand about the fact you are fucking
white. Stop appropriating black culture, but she won't stop.
You are fucking white.
Her bread and butter.
You might be being dicked down by a black dick, but so is everybody else in your goddamn family, and they fucking stay white. They might have black features. The only one that wants to really be black is fucking Chloe. And look at her. Her man when became a crackhead.
She actually thinks she's black in her mind, though.
He actually became a crackhead. She put hoops in her ears and they're stuck in there because she put super glue in it.
She never takes those hoops out of her ears. She wears those hoops to bed, probably, in the shower, okay? She wears them everywhere.
She wears them to bed. And they're like hula hoops.
Literally. For which reason? She's so hurt. Like, get her. I don't want to see them anymore. For why? They're all ugly to me.
The only one I applaud right now is Courtney. Because you know what? She stays in her lane. She knows she's white. She didn't get a fake ass. She stays watching her kids.
Shouts out to Katrina Laverne Taylor for staying a classy woman. You know, even though there's a giant, the name of Khloe Kardashian, who's trying to just scoop up all her leftovers. Like, this girl's Marv. Like, can you just stop following around Trina and just trying to take away her men?
Literally.
Like, you're not doing it.
Next thing you know, she's going to come out with the album called The Baddest Bitch.
Because we have Trina.
And then she's going to come out with an album called The Diamond Princess.
And then we have this piece of garbage water trash. And it's like...
She smells like smegma, I bet you. She smells like smegma.
No one on the face of this earth is going to choose Khloe Kardashian over Trina.
And if you do, let me just tell you right now what you are motherfucking missing. Okay? She is everything.
Everything.
Everything ever. If you listen to any of Katrina's songs, you will be delivered.
An abundance.
You will be saved.
Yeah.
You are touched by God, stuff.
Okay, don't go all the way there, but... Yeah, we love Trina and we hate Khloe Kardashian.
Hairdo, nails done, that's us. New carpet tag, that's us. New gear, hot shit, that's us. Keeping niggas like, that's us.
Okay.
Where am I getting money, honey's at?
Right here.
Where my style bitches at?
Right here.
Okay.
Okay, we can just stop right there.
I don't wanna.
I mean.
You shit, girl.
Let that nigga know.
You're red dude, girl.
Let that nigga know.
Enjoying yourself.
Let that nigga know.
I'm not singing the right sentence, but I don't give a fuck.
Whatever. Okay, we'll just... Okay, next item that we are going to talk about is... So, we live in the Greater Toronto Area, just outside of Toronto, you know, but we kind of live in the suburbs. But regardless, Toronto this weekend is going to be pretty lit.
Pretty motherfucking lit.
You got Caravana 15.
Ooh!
And we have the OVO Fest.
Ooh!
Whatever. And it's safe to say the city's gonna be, it's gonna be bumping.
Like, it's gonna be full of, first of all, it's gonna be full of white old people that think that Caravana is safe.
I mean, y'all, with their fanny packs and shit. Out there.
With their fanny packs and their SPF 5000 because they're white and pasty as fuck.
No, they need SPF 1 million. Infinity.
And their fucking fanny packs and their stupid hats
white
from fucking.
Go to Caravana?
You didn't know that there are tourists coming into the city just for Caravana?
For Caravana, but
for Caravana.
I know, like...
And they don't think, like, know, you know until they go there come. And then they see the realness. They see the ass cheeks.
They think
cheeks.
It's going to be, like, all they steel see the drums and, like, little, you know, feathers and stuff. No, it's going to be daggering, okay?
Daggering.
It's going to be just
back it
in
up
your
on
face.
The dumpa truck.
Yeah, it's going to be all of that. Like, in your face, like... It's quite serious.
Sit, good luck.
You're
going to
hear a couple shots ring out, but that's perfectly normal.
And someone might die, and I hope you guys be careful, because literally
someone, at least one person is going
to
die.
There's always someone that passes away, and literally it's so tragic. So I need everybody to just leave their gats at home. If you're going to fight, literally use your hands.
White people are going to go there thinking that it's going to be like their Caribbean vacation in like Montego Bay.
They think there's going to be a setup of braids and beads at the end of it.
And then they're going to get there and it's going to be like pasa. And they're just going to be really shocked.
Yeah. There might be babies that are born in that fucking parade 100%. On that street. So I'm just going to let you know now that if you guys are going to go to Caravana, you guys better be ready for the realness. You better be ready for fun. Mm-hmm. Ready to, you might see a couple,
stay
you know,
hydrated because the city's really hot these days. And
It's really hot. Yeah. And just make sure that you're careful.
Be careful.
Don't step on the wrong nigga. Don't do it.
Just don't. It's not worth it.
Just go for fun. Don't go to look for a fight because trust me, someone always gets shot.
It really
shot,
isn't.
And it's really
and
fucked
it's
up.
Really sad. I mean, the violence is, it's ridiculous. It's just
but at the
so
same time, you know, I don't know what to call it. Is it like costumes or like, what is it?
I don't know. I had this teacher once when I was in high school, mm-hmm. And she was white and she was so white. She didn't even know where she was from. I'm like, oh, where are you from? And she's like, I don't know. Like, my whole family is just from Canada.
Ancestry.ca, girl.
She doesn't... Well, she was just so white that, like, she had, like, maybe, like, some Native Indian in her or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, Native... sorry.
Native American.
Native... No, what is it called? Indigenous. Aboriginal. Whatever. So, but she didn't know it. Like, but she was like, I guess she thought she was black. She didn't think she was black because she was still white, but she was a really big, like, kind of tomboy. But at the same time, she was, like, always trying to force us to listen to, like, soca and, like, reggae and dancehall. Like, she was our gym teacher. So, like, during gym class, she always played her little playlist.
I know those ones.
She was cool. Like, I really liked her. And she would, like, show us pictures of, like, she would go to Caravana and she'd wear, like, the whole costume and stuff. And I was like, okay, so how do you, like, get your white ass,
she was cultured a bit.
She was cultured, yeah, I guess so.
But, yeah, like, you know what? They're, like, I'm telling you right now, like, Caribbean culture is, looks fun as fuck.
It is fun.
It looks fun as fuck. They seem fun as hell. They know how to party. That's all I'm saying. Just have fun if you're going to Caravana. I hope we end up going. But... like, to be honest,
I mean, I've never been, and I don't really know.
I haven't either. But to be honest, I'm only scared of dying. That's really it. And I'm scared of just seeing things that I just shouldn't be seeing. But you know what? It's okay. I'm fine.
Staying and whoever's going to OVO, congratulations.
Have a fun time, guys. There's not really anybody there that I really care about. So.
You said J. Cole.
Well, you know what? I'm trying to understand what the hype is about J. Cole. I'm really trying.
He's cool.
Like, I'm really trying. I opened up my Forest Hill CD. It was sealed for a couple months.
I opened it up
a couple days ago because I thought I was going to go to OVO. Turns out that was a flop, you know. I almost bought a ticket for literally $150, but, you know, it was a flop.
For one day.
For one day.
Like, you're
dead. They were going off for, like, $400, so you cannot fucking come for me right now. Take your arm back. Don't reach. But... I opened up my Forest Hill CD, I put it in the CD player, and I played it, and I fell asleep. So fell asleep in, like, the first.
We'll just leave that right there.
But nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect, eh?
But you're perfect for me. Okay. That was pretty much it. So, guys, just last thing. Do we talk about this already, the email?
No. Okay, guys, so what we're doing is, since, you know, there's more than two people actually listening to this, there's actually three, but
more than our, like, friends who listen to this, thank y'all so much,
guys,
for listening.
You know what, if you guys want us to talk about anything,
no, send your suggestions and comments, whatever, to the email, it's the dnspodcast@gmail.com. super simple. So that's thednspodcast@gmail.com.
Oh my god, I'm really proud of you reading that, because I'm dyslexic, so if I read that, the letters would have been everywhere.
So you can send that to our Gmail. Literally just send whatever the hell you want. Like, we'll see it.
Yeah, like, we'll talk about it, because we need to talk about some shit, and we feel like,
or,
you know.
Or if you're on Tumblr, you can send whatever you want to Damon's Tumblr. Ask.
Don't judge me for my fucking name, okay?
CanadaJuice.tumblr.com.
CanadaJuice.com.
I picked that name out for her. I think it's a
.tumblr.com, yeah. /ask.
No, it's... isn't it... yo, CanadaJuice.tumblr.com.
/ask. I want to actually talk about some of the...
So Damon has a couple comments that she received when she posted the first couple episodes onto her Tumblr.
And you know what? Like, I've received a lot of fucked up shit on this account.
So Damon has, like, her Tumblr is kind of like a white band, like,
fandom page.
What are these bands?
I started out as a music blog because I was very obsessed with MGMT, The Strokes, Arctic Monkeys, Blur,
those
Oasis,
are the name I was trying to figure out.
The Verve, you know, Pulp. Etc. Vampire
Weekend.
I wish
y'all could see my face right now.
But
I'm just disgusted.
you know what? I started when I was 16, and I got about to, like, 3,000 followers, and I opened my submissions, and what happened was
that was a mistake.
Somebody sent me multiple pictures of their penis, and I was only 16.
So much fun!
Isn't it crazy?
It's amazing.
It was ombre. Fun, right?
It was what?
It was an ombre color. You know, it was light from the tip.
Okay, you don't... I was being sarcastic, and then you try to get into detail. I'm not trying to hear none
I just wanted
none
to disturb
that.
You.
No,
I was disturbed as a kid, so
that's
I made a new blog, and I decided from then that I am not going to be as out there on Tumblr as I was before. So I got my new blog, and it was about 200 followers.
You know,
but then
you
I
messed
decided,
up when you have white people in your ass.
Don't do that. You're literally every person that has listened to this that is white and thinks that you hate them.
I don't hate all white people.
Anyways, back to the point is that I went back to my old blog, and
I'm actually pretty fond of a couple white people.
I got a couple asks And should I talk about the hospital one?
No, that was really inappropriate. It just didn't make sense at all.
I just want to... It's funny, though.
A part was missing.
Yeah, but I remember what it was.
Just talk about the ones, the recent ones.
All right, so the recent ones that I got. The first one I got was from the first one we posted it. And I retweeted this post saying, ask me anything anonymously, because usually I get some really fucked up shit. So Anonymous said, you retweeted that post about anyone being able to send you an anonymous ask. So here we go. I just want to say right now, parental advisory, explicit, be careful.
Whatever. I don't condone this whatsoever, guys. Right. I'm a wholesome individual. I'm God-fearing.
Right. Okay, I've only showed two people this. I've only showed you and somebody else these asks.
I am not for this.
I'm not either. They just sent it to me.
This is all Damon.
So before I answer this on Tumblr, I want to just share with you guys. And so I ate out my brother's girlfriend's pussy.
Okay.
So what I want to just like, I just want to specify is that this is a girl. Okay. So
it's a girl?
I ate out, yeah.
Dude, I don't want to hear this.
Shut up.
This is so wrong.
I ate out my brother's girlfriend's pussy. What should I do? They've been together for 8 years. Please help.
First of all, that's...
So,
single word of that is a lie and it's a joke and someone's just trying to...
So definitely what I'm trying to say is, why the fuck would you think that I have any expertise in this situation? One, I'm not a lesbian.
What did I say? You fucked up when you have white people in your ass.
Two, this is clearly not true. So what are you doing with your life?
Three, she texted me this. I didn't even respond. I was just like, I don't have the energy. I just don't want to even go there.
I'm just, yeah. But anyways, all I want to say is, if this is true, which I doubt it is, just get some help and just stop this.
I can't.
Because for which reason? For why? So the next one is, I heard your podcast talk about fuckboys. We already did that one.
Well, I talked about, that one fuckboy that both of us have the displeasure of knowing.
Yeah, we can talk about one fuckboy a week if you like. I mean, I've known a lot of fuckboys in my life.
Oh, an abundance of fuckboys.
An abundance. And I have a lot of stories of people. And I could also share that with you guys. You know,
myriad
if you like that,
fuckboys.
Let me know, canadajuice@tumblr.com, you know, let me know. Or just send us an email if you want to talk about something and you need some help, we'll like help you out, you know. But yeah, so we talked about one fuckboy. And another ask was, why are you so obsessed with Dexter? Because I fucking am. Don't fucking question me.
All right.
So don't fucking do it.
Okay. You're
so that's
extra.
All, guys.
Yeah, that's today's episode. Hopefully, a lot of... Well, our friends were saying how it's too long. Just hit up our email and let us know if it's too long. Because... We can make it shorter. We can make it longer. I mean, whatever y'all like.
To be honest, we're just trying to interact with you. So, you know, if you want to...
We're here for y'all. We're trying to entertain y'all. You know?
So, you know, once again, tell your friends, guys.
For real.
Share this with your friends.
I mean, tweet us if you think it's cool. Like it on SoundCloud. I mean, we're trying to put it on
iTunes. But I'm literally retarded. And I don't know what RSS feeds are.
Subscribe to our SoundCloud. Like it. Comment. You know,
exactly.
The works. Stop. Okay, go.
But yeah, guys. So
this is
thank you very
off.
Much for listening, guys. Please share it with your friends. I'm trying to get a little bit more.
Do you
want to
leave
here.
The listeners with any advice?
I want to leave with some advice.
Yeah, go for it.
Don't let a nigga finger you in the club.
Oh my God. Why do you have to do that?
Bye, y'all.